Founded in 1729, Arlington Street continues today as a gathering place for progressive people of faith in the greater Boston area and beyond. We are located at the corner of Arlington and Boylston Streets, across from the Public Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. Arlington Street Church, gathered in love and service for justice and peace.
Courage, my friends. We do not walk alone. Sometimes we need a song to carry us, and this morning I'm going to ask you to help me out a little bit as we move through the sermon by singing that song again in a couple of spots, just that first little piece, a prayer as punctuation, if you will. Beck and I will cue you when it's time to sing. Courage is a big word with a lot of big connotations. When we imagine it, it's often a singular act or person. Standout individuals who need to be of such solid mythology that they could do no wrong and are always, in every way, courageous. Movies and television shows give us daring pilots and military leaders and social justice pioneers who make grand efforts on behalf of their people. Harriet Tubman and Sully Sullivan and Harvey Milk, and all of those folks are definitely courageous. But let's imagine that you could have a courage-o-meter for a whole population. If you could, I think you'd find that most courage is actually carried by everyday folks in small moments. Moments we aren't sure will make a difference when we're in them, but when they add up, certainly do. Sometimes with ripple effects we could never have imagined. There's a famous story from the life of theologian Howard Thurman, who grew up very poor in segregated Florida, where there were only 3 public high schools available to black students in the whole state. But there were several private church-supported schools. Thurman had a cousin who lived in Jacksonville, where the nearest private school was, and offered Thurman a place to live and a meal a day in exchange for household chores if he enrolled in the school. Thurman's story, in his own words, is this. When the time came to leave for Jacksonville, I packed a borrowed old trunk with no lock and no handles, roped it securely, said my goodbyes, and left for the railway station. When I bought my ticket, the agent refused to check my trunk, because the regulations stipulated that the truck must be attached to the trunk handle. It had no handle. Could not be attached to a rope. The trunk would have to be sent express, but I had no money except for a dollar and a few cents left after I bought my ticket. I sat down, he says, on the steps of the railway station and cried my heart out. Presently, I opened my eyes and saw before me a large pair of work shoes. My eyes crawled upward until I saw a man's face. He was a black man, dressed in overalls and a denim cap. As he looked down at me, he rolled a cigarette and lit it. Then he said, "Boy, what the heck are you crying about?" And I told him, "If you're trying to get out of this town to get an education, the least I can do is help you. Come with me." He took me around to the agent and asked, "How much does it take to send this boy's trunk to Jacksonville?" Then he took out his rawhide money bag and counted the money out. When the agent handed him the receipt, he handed it to me. Then without a word, he turned and disappeared down the railroad track. I never saw him again. Thurman made it to Jacksonville and finished high school, and through a lot more challenges in his life, he made it to college and then became a minister and eventually came right here to be the dean of Marsh Chapel at Boston University, where he became the mentor to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who modeled his theology on Thurman's. Near the end of his life, Thurman dedicated his autobiography to the stranger in the railroad station in Daytona Beach, who restored my broken dream 65 years ago. courage shifts the course of a story by bringing justice and love together for a moment, making a whole new story possible. For all of those who have offered a kindness to someone in need, or wondered if it matters to get curious about someone's sorrow and lift whatever burden you can, we sing.
Courage, my friend, you do not travel alone. We will go with you and sing your spirit.
Thurman's most famous book, Jesus and the Disinherited, criticizes the ways that Christianity was taken up by the powerful in order to subjugate others. He makes the point that Jesus was in every way one of the oppressed of his time, and his message was for and about those who felt themselves vulnerable and subjugated. And his message and his good news is meant for everyone, at any time, who has felt themselves on the outside, with rights limited by the state, their personhood in question. That good news is that the ultimate power does not belong to some body outside of ourselves, but to the unending power of love to create new life and possibilities within us and among us. That love casts out fear, makes us courageous in the face of injustice. Love in service to justice, which strengthens us to stand up for what is right, must be rooted in compassion. That deepens our humanness and brings us close to goodness. We know that the power of that love powered our civil rights movement and many movements for civil rights since. The movements for equal marriage, for affordable housing, for making a home for immigrants in this nation. Love and justice are essential companions to one another as moral courage show up in faith traditions all around the world. The Yoruba tradition of West Africa is rooted in the flourishing of community. True love includes respect, diligence, accountability, truthfulness, devotion, and loyalty. Love can't be love without justice. Thich Nhat Hanh says that if you love someone, you cannot want them to suffer. So love has to work to understand suffering and then alleviate the causes of suffering. Buddhist love is love linked with justice. The courage that comes from rooting ourselves in love and working for justice is on display in so many places as we face the cruelties of this time. It's in the weekly witness of folks, many of them our own Unitarian Universalist siblings, who stand outside of ICE headquarters in Burlington, Massachusetts every week, peacefully demonstrating their support for those who are going in for a routine immigration check, as well as those who have been detained, celebrating those who are released, a steady presence that lets folks passing through the doors know that they do not travel alone. In Chicago, under siege by the current administration, thousands of citizens trained in de-escalation are documenting, accompanying, and sheltering folks at risk of detention. Interfaith leaders hold vigil outside detention centers and offer powerful witness. City councils across the country are declaring sanctuary for trans and non-binary folks, including here in Boston, for medical providers who are finding ways to find gender-affirming care in a climate of growing legal strictures. So for all of those who are organizing and strategizing on behalf of those who were targeted, we also sing.
Courage, my friend, you do not travel.
It's no accident that the origin story of every comic book superhero is rooted in being different, somehow feeling themselves outcast, and that their superpowers are used to fight for those in similar situations. We look to those who have been perpetually cast out, who have survived and even thrived while being misunderstood and maligned, for examples of how to live in allegiance to the power of love that holds us and heals us. As the Reverend Otis Moss III puts it, if zombies are your problem, go for the head. But if your demons are spiritual, link love and justice. That's exactly what's happening across our nation these days. Quiet courage is knitting people together, offering hope and help in small and powerful ways. It might be someone I'll call Annette in Somerville, an immigrant who makes a double portion of her family's meal twice a week to offer a meal to a neighboring family in need and keeps an eye out for ICE on her block. Or Lorna, a queer elder in Nashville who offers trans young people mentorship and support and no questions asked place to stay if they need it. Or Steve in Mattapan, who's organizing a group of families to support asylum seekers and refugees with homestays. Or Carol in Newark, who lost her daughter to addiction and now collects blankets from her knitting circle for the local shelter, so that kids have lovies to hold on to when everything else is uncertain. And the many, many folks who never thought they would have to ask for help and in this time find themselves in need and asking. You probably can insert your own story here. May we have the courage to weave our vulnerabilities together into a force field, to lift each other up, to move forward with hope, to work for a world made new. In the words of Rosemary Wautola Traumer in her poem, Because. So I can't save the world, can't even save myself, can't wrap my arms around every frightened child, can't foster peace among nations, can't bring love to all who feel unlovable. So I practice opening my heart right here in this room and being gentle with my insufficiency. I practice walking down the street heart first. And if it is insufficient to share love, I will practice love anyway. I want to converse about truth and trust. I want to invite compassion in every interaction. One willing heart can't stop a war. One willing heart can't feed all the hungry. And sometimes, daunted by a task too big, I tell myself, what is the use of trying? But today, the invitation is clear. To be ridiculously courageous in love. To open the heart like a lilac in May. Knowing freeze is possible and opening anyway. To take love seriously, to give love wildly, to race up to the world as if I were a puppy, adoring and unjaded, stumbling over my own exuberance. To feel the shock of indifference, of anger, of cruelty, of fear, and stay open. To love as if it matters, as if the world depends on it. for all of us striving to love as if it matters, doing what we can, being gentle with our insufficiency, hearts open in the face of anger, cruelty, and fear. We sing.
Courage, my friend, you do not travel alone. We will go with you and sing your spirit. Not now, then when you do not travel alone, we will go as one and sing your spirit.
Friends, let us go into this bruised and hurting world to lift up the beauty, to take love seriously, to give love wildly, to be good relatives, to love as if it matters, because the world depends on it. Let us keep this faith, beloveds, and pass it on. The service begins when the service ends. Amen.
We are located at the corner of Arlington and Boylston Streets, across from the Public Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. Arlington Street Church, gathered in love and service for justice and peace.